This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 8th. Waiting. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I will remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Today's scripture reading describes how the psalmist has faced real threats from wicked people. Enemies, armies, oppressors, and false witnesses, all bent on destroying him. The psalm includes bold declarations about not fearing those foes, and it offers pleading prayers for God's protection as opponents come near. I have found that my experience of God's peace can change from one circumstance to the next as well. There are moments of bold faith when I am not frightened. I believe God and am ready to follow wherever He leads. Then there are times when I feel doubts overtaking my faith and I find myself begging God to save me. In situations like that, the threats can seem bigger and more powerful than God. This back and forth movement is part of our faith journey. We recognize that if the certainty of our peace with God and our salvation depends on us, we will fall short. In Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, God secures us from all that threatens, and we are strengthened for the life of faith that God calls us into. During the Advent season, we learn to wait in confidence, not denying our struggles, but leaning into the peace that is ours through Jesus Christ, who secures us in God's light and salvation. Pray with me. God, thank you for making our salvation secure in Jesus Christ. Help us to wait with confident hope that even when the world seems gathered against us, you will not forsake us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.